I want to commend the team that was led by Grace Aaron to go to WBAI to address some of the issues that we've been hearing about for years. I would admit that I believe that there have been mistakes, but I do not believe that those mistakes overshadow the sentiment and the intention with which that that trip was made. As a black person sitting on this board, I want to challenge anybody out there about the notion that that trip was racist. I think it's more racist to have a station that is supposed to have been, I don't really live in New York, but I understand that there are a lot of black programs on it right now. And I wonder if it is fair for us to have a station that is supposedly black to be operated at the level at which we heard today. That to me is racism. I am very concerned too that although we say we are a network, we are working as divided stations. During community comment, I heard some remarks about us challenging us on the PNB to go read the bylaws. I do not believe that we need bylaws to feel when we are going under. When we are going, we're not swimming now, you know. We're sinking and our heads are going under. And for years, as a matter of fact, PFWs, and I don't know if I should say this, but their money was being moved from our account to BAI. And those people who've come here to criticize us and call us all kind of names, none of them have come up with a strategy as to how we should help BAI leaking and bleeding the rest of us. Nobody's done that. And for as long as I sit on this board, I will not stay quiet and shut up when I hear anybody try to demean my cause, which is racism. It is a very serious matter. Racism is not to be taken lightly. It is not about the name that you call me. It is about the institution and how it affects me. That is what I look for when we talk about racism. Far too often, and I think what happened, we got too comfortable in a situation where we have become do-nothing people or do-little. And now that Grace Aaron, with the support of the PNB, has decided to grab the bull by its horns, she's getting names of all sorts. Where in Pacifica do we have the space for somebody to be ridiculed because of their religious affiliation or choice? Where in Pacifica is that space? I would argue there is none. So I am urging now, and thank you, Tony, right?
Indeed.
Thank you very much, because when I challenged you today, he looked black to me, right? And I thought from what I was hearing and all the emails that came through my email, I thought that the Scientologists went up there with a gang of white people. Lo and behold, it's three blacks and one white. Four and one white. I dare you to call that racism. And I thank you very much, Grace, from the bottom of my heart, because you see this Pacifica here? It is bigger than all of us. I visited KPFA today, and when I left that building, if I had a doubt as to what I was going to fight for, that doubt went when I saw what Lou Hill and others like him in his day put in place for those of us to be fooling around. We have staff members, as I told them, trying to save money while the rest of us squander it. That cannot be fair.